Blog Talk Radio.
Tuned in to the Intune show. For all those tuning in for the first time, I hope it won't be your last. And for all those that are always supporting the Intune show, thank you and welcome. Today we're going to be talking to someone that I think is truly amazing, and I have yet to meet her, but, you know, she really doesn't need that big of an introduction because, you know, everything that she does speaks for itself. Today I'm going to be talking to Ms. Laura Valentina, and basically Ms. Valentina is a visually impaired author and an artist, and she's dedicated to this foundation that she acquired Jaeger from, and the organization is called Southern East Guide School, and basically she's all the work that she's doing is dedicated to that organization, and I myself think that's amazing. And before we bring Ms. Valentina on, I just want to say that this is what I talk about all the time, guys, on the show, in respects of, you know, people that sometimes have, you know, we complain about certain things that we're doing in our life, or we can't have this and we can't do that, and this is this and this is that. But here is someone who is visually impaired and basically knocking books out, and, you know, an artist, and she's a chef also, and, you know, she's doing amazing things, and she has overcame everything that we complain about. So when you come across extraordinary individuals like this, it just humbles me, and it opens my eyes wider than they already are, because every day I'm getting in tune to awesome people and their strides, and it's just a blessing for me to be able to have the opportunity to introduce her to you guys today. So if anyone wants to call in and talk to Ms. Valentina while I have her on the line, you guys know the number, and for all those who don't, it's 818-495-6975. And also, you guys who are camera shy, so to speak, you can definitely log into our interactive chat room, and you can basically type out your questions, and I'll ask Ms. Valentina over the air. So let's bring her on so we can gain some insights from her and, you know, take it from there. Hi, Ms. Valentina. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good, Ms. P. How are you? Thank you for having me today.
Of course. Of course. I mean, it was no way that I was passing up the opportunity to talk to you. No way.
Wow. Well, speaking of all of my things in art, I also wanted to mention that I work part-time at an adult daycare for the elderly community. I've been there for 6 months. And I really enjoy it. It gives me a chance to be very creative and artistic as well. I'm always asked to create activities. In fact, this Thursday I will be attending and helping out at what's called a caregiver's breakfast. It's a breakfast that we have every year for all the caregivers of my patients that I take care of. And I do consider myself a humanitarian because I've also worked within the medical field for a number of years now. I'd say about 7 years. And I'm, you know, it just takes a special kind of person to work within that field because you know, you're taking care of someone's grandmother, grandfather, aunt, uncle. So, you know, you've got to have a certain kind of love and compassion for them, you know, absolutely. And the Southeastern Guide Dogs is where I obtained Jaeger. And at work, my patients really love Jaeger. I also do music and art therapy for my patients. And I use a lot of Mark Walker and Freedom Williams music as well. I use it as a positive tool to help. It's very soothing. I really think that music is really soothing for them, and it helps them kind of relax and be able to establish their own artistic ability as well. And also, I write books as well. My latest book is called Velvet Pleasures, and I would just like to read you a small excerpt on it.
Of course.
This is on the back of the book. What brings you pleasure? A soft caress from a lover, hearing your lover's deep whispers in your ear and feeling their warm embrace, passionately making love with them while raindrops from a rainstorm on your bedroom window at midnight. A hot shower, letting the water fall in places that have you. Awaking from an erotic dream, meeting the one in your dreams in person, feeling their beautiful yin energy as they embrace you, leaving a memory in your mind, cherished for always. Velvet Pleasures is this and much more. It's a hot, erotic journey with author Laura Valentina, a steamy read that will leave you craving for more. And if we have time, I would like to read one of my poems from the book.
Girl, we have nothing but time. Nothing but time.
Okay.
So please, you know, but before I forget, because I'm like an old age senior citizen up here when it comes down to thinking, and before you go any further, I hate to cut you off, but I just wanted to say that one of the women that I kind of network with, her name is Miss Lady G, she saw me posting on Facebook your link, you know, advertising that you would be on the show, and she asked me to ask you if it's okay that she gets your information and puts you in one of her online magazines as a feature.
What was the name of the magazine?
It's she has a few magazines. I'll give you all her information, and then you guys can figure it out from there. Is that cool?
Sure. Actually, you can give her my phone number.
Okay, I'll give her all your info because she's tuned in right now. I see that she's in the chat room. And, you know, I just wanted to make sure that I put that out there because she's also, you know, put me in a few of her blogs and things of that nature, and she's an awesome individual. But you'll see for yourself how great she is. She's always 24/7 trying to empower and promote people. So she's like a hawk when it comes down to certain things because she's always looking for things that she can, you know, promote. So that's just one thing that I wanted to let you know that was kind of awesome to me, that she just was like, hey, I want her information. And I'm like, hey, let me ask her for, you know. So I'll give her your information, and then you guys can take it from there. So I'm sorry. Without further ado, please give us your piece.
Oh, sure. You can you can absolutely. I'd be more than interested in talking with her and having her promote my stuff. I'd be very interested. That would be wonderful. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. There's so many poems in here I was reading last night. I was thinking, which one? Okay. Let's see. Well, here's one. It's called Telepathic Erotica. Since September 2010 to now, I felt your presence with me in my waking life and dreams. We communicate telepathically. I hear your thoughts as they cross my mind. Feel your soft caress upon me. Your warm embrace I feel in the day and night. You bring me erotic comfort to my soul and feel is simply divine.
Okay, I think we lost her accidentally, so we'll have her back on in a second. I just wanted to tell Miss Lady. I don't know what the heck is wrong with me today. It's a little hot. Y'all got to forgive me. You know, definitely, I just posted her information in the chat room for you, my love.
Hi, sorry about that.
Yeah, that's okay. It happens. It's totally cool. Yeah, so we're ready when you're ready.
Okay. This one is called Bedroom Pleasures. We get out of the shower and head to the bedroom that's dark and cold. The chill in the air cools us down. We continue there where we left off. The bed is soft upon as I lay. You're next to me. Your embrace is soft and comforting. You run your mouth upon me, all over me. I start to feel as I did when we were in the shower. I heat up from your touch, your mouth. Feeling the rush of pleasure is all through me, my every core. The heat leaves and we are together. Hearts slow down and we are holding on to one another before beautiful way we've been together. And there's another one I would like to read.
Sure.
This one is called Meditation Room. It's cool this morning, and you send me visions to my mind's eye of you meditating in your brick circular room you built. And positive energy, your thoughts cross my mind as of us together in the same sequence, holding on to each other. Just light and love with candles lit, frankincense burning, and the feeling that life is beautiful once again. As we think this, we let go of our burdens. We drench ourselves in light and beauty. Tantric soft moments and good thoughts of healing. And let's see, another one. Oh, this one. Here it is. This one is called Your Natural Musky Scent. I open my front door, and you're on my doorstep in the rain and thunderbolts in the sky. I inhale your musky scent from your neck. Your kiss is delicious. Your aggressive pull embraces me with warmth, welcoming, and I can feel from your hygiene exhilarating as ever. Your mouth tastes sexy. Your rib body is heated up. Your heat is heartbeat is faster. Your arousal is heightened. Mine is too by the energy of the rainstorm and your energy as well. You step into my place, wet and hot, flushed with pleasure. Your musky scent is stronger with sweat, and your deep whispers ring through my ears, wanting to be inside of me. We take a hot shower together, make love all night. We get into the shower. Your fingers thrust inside me, deeper and more. I get soaking wet, and your mouth is on my neck. As I come to, your soft whispers all prominent, your flesh against mine, pressed up against me, moving faster with each thrust, deeper and deeper into my pink flesh. You move closer to me, and I can feel your excitement up near me, feeling the warmth that you bring me. Pleasures ring deep through our souls on this special hot night.
Wow, it's sexy.
Well,
so
thank
that's
you.
You're welcome. Is that what you're into, more of erotic poetry?
Basically, yeah. I write about my life, the things that happen within it, and a lot of things are very like supernatural, paranormal, telepathy, empathy, things like that. A lot of my books are very autobiographical, and a lot of my readers, they describe my books as edgy, raw energy, raw essence, sexy, unabashed eroticism, and they really enjoyed it. This is my fourth book that I've come out with, and I have a website that all my books are on. It's www.lulu.com/spotlight/Laura Valentina. And when you type in Laura Valentina, it's the L in Laura is capitalized and the V in Valentina is capitalized. All the other letters, A-U-R-A, A-L-E-N-T-I-N-A, is all lowercase. So, or you can just go to...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's kind of a case. Yeah, it's like a case sensitive thing. But or if you go to lulu.com, that's www.lulu.com, and in the search box type in Laura Valentina or Velvet Pleasures, it'll come up, and then you can click on there, and then there's a small thing that you can click on. It says Author Spotlight. That's basically my page where they can read all my books. I'm also on Facebook, and if they would, you know, wanted to, if they were interested in my Facebook page, they can go ahead and click on that as well. Is there any other questions that anybody would?
Yeah, I had a ton of questions. I have a ton of questions for you.
Sure,
I really do. Well, first of all, I'm sorry, Miss Valentina, what'd you say?
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, okay. I wanted to know, the first thing is I wanted to know, being a child, is that something, writing was always something that you gravitated to? Or did you want to be something else?
Well, writing, I've always had a natural knack for it. But it, as, you know, as creative things go, you always have to be realistic in the fact that, well, how am I going to support myself writing or that kind of thing? So, I've also been interested in helping people that can't help themselves, and that's where the medical field came in. And I went to school, and I went through school, and I have been able to have the pleasure of working in nursing homes, ALFs, and now I work at a daycare. And that's where I basically make my living. But I'm also being in that, in the medical field, in this section, in the daycare. It's always very creative, and I'm able to use my artistic ability, and then I just write on the side. I basically write books on the side. And
that's awesome. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what was the turning point in your life that led you to become a writer?
I've always loved writing ever since I was much younger, and it's always been my goal to have my poetry in book form. So in 2010, I was at a convention, and a girlfriend of mine had introduced me to a friend of hers, and she got me started on lulu.com, and then I just went from there and kept writing ever since. I've came out with 4 books. Velvet Pleasures is my 4th book, and I hope to continue pretty much writing some more in the future. So you guys will definitely hear from me more in the future.
Absolutely. So who's your favorite author? Like, who do you enjoy reading or, you know, hearing from?
I have a ton of authors. I like Opal Crew. She's the one who wrote the book Blush. And I read Anne Rice. I really like Edgar Allan Poe. He's one of my favorite poets. And I love Stephen King. He's a great author, too.
Yeah, I love him, too. I actually met him in person a few years back, and he signed a book for me. I thought it was awesome.
Wow, that's wonderful.
Yeah, definitely,
well,
definitely. I was excited about that because that's all I used to read was Stephen King.
Wow. Well, speaking of meeting famous faces, I have also met Mark E. Walker and Freda Williams in person. I met them March 23rd, and they were at their Daytona Beach concert. And Freedom told me about the concert. I never knew even existed until he told me. So I got with a good friend of mine, and we drove up there, and we had an awesome time. I got to meet both of them. They're very down-to-earth people, and they're wonderful people. Also, I had another friend that wanted his autograph, and I said, can you please autograph this? And he's like, yeah, sure. And we got to sit down and talk, and it was wonderful, just, you know, meeting celebrities and just very down to earth. They'll talk to you, you know, very kind souls, and I was really happy to get that.
Yeah, absolutely, because I had the opportunity to talk to Mark as well, and he is awesome. Love him, love him, love him. And maybe one day in the future I'll get to meet Freedom, and then we could chat it up. Like, yeah, wait, yeah, I talked to him, and I'll be caught, like, hitting you on Facebook, like, hey, listen, I talked to them too. And we can compare notes. So let me know, like, let us know, actually, what is the theme behind your writing? Like, what's the major theme? I know that is some sexy stuff going in there, but, you know, what's the major theme overall? What are you trying to convey to your listeners, to your readers, excuse me?
Well, I write a lot of poetry. Basically, erotica, paranormal. From a very young age, I've been able to feel presences and been able to talk to people through telepathy. That's the ability to talk to somebody through their mind and not have to verbally speak to them. And stuff like that. I'll feel presences every day, just different things. And so I write about it. That's my main inspiration for writing.
Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome, because that just shows that you are, like, in tune with the universe, you know. For all those that can kind of, like, get that, I think that's really deep. And, you know, it kind of gave me chills, like, oh, yes, you know, because there's very few people that you even meet that's in tune to the conversation that you're having with them in the present moment, you know. So to be able to feel things around you is unique. I love it. So do you get feedback, like a lot of negative feedback? And if you do get any negative feedback, how do you deal with that?
From a good writer friend of mine has said any kind of feedback is great, positive feedback is better. But, you know, with negative feedback, you kind of take that as a criticism and see how maybe you can improve more.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of thing.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, you know, because I don't want to see, it's like me, I can't deal with negative feedback, Laura. You'll see me on the news. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. So where do people, you know, where do you get the most inspiration? You said you can filter it through, you know, the universe and things of that nature, but is it like a family member or, you know, a close friend? Do you draw it off from your little pup too? Because we have to talk about the little baby, because I have one too. Little Jaeger.
Oh, Jaeger. Yeah, she is the bundle of my life. I've had her for 5 years now. She just turned 7 years old this March, and she is darling. Everywhere I go, my patients love her. When I go out dancing with friends, usually on Wednesday nights for karaoke, my girlfriend will say, Jaeger's a chick magnet. Jaeger's a people magnet. And you know, whenever people walk by, they're constantly, you know, loving her. And I went to Walmart the other day, and I was in the candle aisle, and so many people just stopped just to see Jaeger. And I'm like, oh, wow, it's wonderful, because, you know, she's an animal and people love animals, and I love her. And, you know, she's been not only she's been my heart and soul, my best friend. And she is just wonderful, and she really helps my patients. Sometimes they do get sad in a way, and she'll run over to them. She's so in tune to them that she'll run over, and they'll pet her, and then they feel better, and they're happier again.
Yes, absolutely. Because I have a little teacup Yorkie, and she's a pain in the booty, but I love her to death. So I can definitely relate to how, you know, having a pet of your own is very, you know, touching. Is very touching, because, you know, one thing about animal, so to speak, is that, you know, their love is unconditional versus when, you know, a human that don't know how to love the right way. So definitely agree that, you know, having an animal is a special thing. So we have someone on the line that's eager to talk to you. 412, you on the line with Miss P and Laura. How you doing today?
Hey, how you doing? This is the president from JPBTV.com. I was actually calling to just give your show a shout-out, but as I began to listen to the interview, this is a very nice interview. I did not know about this author, so I'm definitely going to explore your work more. What I wanted to know, what's your greatest obstacle when writing? Say, like, you get a writer's block. How do you get around that?
Sometimes I learned this in creative writing class in school. When you write your name a lot, because if you type your name a lot, boom, it'll just come back. Your writing will just come back, and you'll just write naturally.
Really? Good info, because I get writer's block all the time. I'm not a writer, but I write some things, and I get kind of stuck. Like, how do you get past that? What's your biggest goal? What would you like to achieve from your writing?
Well, on this book, Velvet Pleasures, I would really like to have a book signing on it.
Really?
Or any of my books, for that matter.
Why haven't you had one yet?
I'm just working it in the process, but that'll be my next move.
That's what's up. Where would you have it at?
Probably, if not Florida, I would like to have one in New York, if possible.
Nice. Well, if you have one in New York, I'm going to have to come up there and get my book signed.
Definitely. And I'm sorry, your name was again?
My name's the President. I just want to give a shout-out to your show. Thank you so much for doing stuff like this. I appreciate it. And I want to give a big shout-out to Lady G because she told me about the show, and I really came here to peep her interview. But this is a nice one, too. So it's a very nice show. I'm really enjoying it. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, the president. And I'll look you up after the show so we can stay connected. And I appreciate your questions and the love. Thank you.
Thank you. Peace.
Yeah, so that was awesome. She has some great questions, you know. Very
wow,
awesome.
Wonderful.
Yeah, awesome. And I'm definitely going to see about getting you up in New York because I have a few people that I can contact to see what I can do in reference to that. So we'll stay connected in, you know, in that aspect to see what we can do. I'm not making any promises, but I definitely can filter through some outlets to see what we can come up with.
Great. That would be
awesome.
Here.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So what advice, because, you know, for those that are just tuning in, a lot of them don't know that you are impaired a little with your vision. So this is why I wanted the opportunity to, you know, gain more insight on you because, I mean, to have that confidence and, you know, that ability, that dedication and that passion to oversee that aspect of your life to go forward is huge to me. When there are people that are doing things on a regular basis that have no issues per se and they're not as motivated or determined as you are, how do you remain in control of yourself?
Well, at work about a few months ago, I was told to motivate everybody in the lunchroom to just kind of clean up, basically so we can move faster and everybody can, you know, you won't have to be in the kitchen so long. And I started, my boss at the time had just said, you know, just try to get everybody or try to motivate them in some way or my patients. Like every Friday I have created what's called a movie day and I bring them on down. I said, you know, we're going to watch a movie today. It's going to be great. It'll be probably one of your favorite movies. Come on. And they come down and if it's just like anybody, you know, who's kind of down or sad, it's like, well, there's no reason to be sad because, you know, life is too short to be sad or angry or any of those emotions. I mean, it's all right to embrace those emotions, but on a daily basis, you got to be happy with what you do and or with life. You know, we don't know when our last day on earth is, so you got to live and be happy always.
Absolutely, and that's excellent. Is that the kind of advice or is that the words that you will leave on for an upcoming writer to also just, you know, focus on the positive aspects of life versus the negative ones?
Well, I mean, it's all around, basically, for writing or for motivation, just things like that. If
they're interested in being an author, write what your passion is. But on the same side, find something that you would want to do for a living, discover what all your passions are and go from there, because you've got passions, you've got to live them, you only got one life to live.
Absolutely. Well, I know that, it didn't take much to sell me. So I know that after we conclude this conversation, I'm definitely going to go and order a few books. And I recommend for everyone that's tuned in and for those who, follow up on the show on demand later on to definitely reach out. I post Miss Valentina's like page on my Facebook page just to make it easy for those lazy people, even though Miss P is lazy. I definitely posted it on my Facebook page so you guys can find it and click like. Also, you can stay connected with Miss Valentina through her like page, and also her website is www.lulu.com/spotlight/Laura, LAURA. Valentina, VALENTINA. So I'm expecting everyone to show love and support to this amazing woman because, like I said again, there's a lot of us out here who need to take note of people like Miss Valentina who are taking life by the rings and living it to the fullest. And I commend you and I applaud you. And I think I'm in love with you, Laura, and you stuck with me now. We're family, okay? So anytime you have anything going on that you want to plug, even if it's not coming on the show, you can just definitely have Michelle give me the information or you can reach me on Facebook and let me know, and that way I can put it out there to my listeners.
Okay, that's wonderful. Great. Also, I know you put my Facebook like page on there. When they go to that page, my site is on there, so they can just click on it from there, too.
Absolutely. And in addition to that, I'm going to add your link to my links on my website to make it just like an all-around thing. Every day of my life, from now on, you're connected to me. That way it'll keep me constantly remembering, and it'll also keep my supporters and listeners in tune to you as well. And all my recommendations. So I'm definitely going to add you to my website as well. And I'm going to be following up with you shortly because I want to touch bases with you about the whole New York book signing thing.
Okay, great. That's wonderful.
Yeah, so I'm going to go to your like page. I'm going to inbox you Lady G's info so that you guys can, see what you guys can work out. But she's definitely an awesome individual. I love her to death. And I don't love many, but I love her to death. And she's definitely one of those people like yourself that's out there just doing things and making life happen. So I definitely want you to stay connected to me and to Lady G. And the Intune Show listeners enjoyed your interview. That's what they're putting in the chat room. They embracing you, Laura. So we appreciate you tuning in today.
Sure. Thank you so much for having me. This is wonderful. I absolutely adored it.
Oh, I'm so glad you had a good time because I did too. And again, ladies and gentlemen, go on her like page, like it, and click on the link and get a book. Stay in tune with Miss Valentina. Thank you so much, Laura. You have a great rest of the day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, guys, so that was Laura Valentina. Definitely, again, look out for her. Purchase a book. And stay in tune with that. I'm definitely going to work out some of my little connections and see what I can do about getting her up here in New York to do a book signing. Before I let you guys go, because today is a holiday and I'm working hard for my money, okay, I just wanted to plug something for Miss Lady G. Basically, she's helping a friend of hers collect scholarship money. And the little girl is Lee Manson, and she's been nominated by her teacher with a 95.6 average. Now, really, she needs to come and do all my homework for me, okay? Seriously, I'm not even playing. I might even have to get in touch with her today and pay her to help me. seriously, because classes for me start back in September, and I be having issues, okay? So she's 95.6 average to attend First Lady America Conference at Columbia University this summer. So basically, the link is on my page. So for all those, I mean, there's no, you know, dollar amount that's too great or too small in this instance, because, you know, any amount helps. You know, so definitely click on the link on my page. I'll repost it again, so you on all my like pages, and I'll tweet it. So for all those that are, you know, to gain insight on that as well. And if you can help, help. And if you can, it's still all good. But go check it out anyway, you know, and show your support for Miss Lady G, because everyone that knows Miss Lady G, like I do, know that she's a go-getter and know that she's always promoting and showing love for anyone that she crossed paths with. And that's why we adore you, Lady G. So for all you guys tuning in for the first time, I hope it's not your last. I just want to give you guys a quick rundown of what's happening in the next couple of days. So for all those that don't know, now you know that tomorrow I'm going to be in tune with Slim from 112. So we're going to be talking to him and chopping it up, you know, see what's going on with him and things of that nature. The following day, that Wednesday, we're going to be talking to Scar Summer Music Group and Rodney Jordan. I'm excited to be talking to them. And I'm going to make you guys wait for my June calendar because I'm on a mission. I also wanted to make fun of Lady G real quick because she said that if I get Cameron, she's going to lose it. So stay tuned for that one, Lady G. Ms. P is having put in all the ingredients in the pot, and I'm mixing it up, mixing it up. For all you guys, again, like I said, stay in tune with Ms. P. All I do around here is try to empower and uplift, basically. That's it. It's not just music. It's about what's going on in the world around us. So stay in tune. I didn't play no music today, but I'll music you guys out on tomorrow's show. I just thought that, you know, we needed to really connect with this individual, which I'm glad that we did. And again, support, support, support is key, is key, a key ingredient in our success. Okay? So I'll talk to you babies tomorrow. Stay in tune.
Rip that.